This is Dakota Datebook for February 19th. The state was still in the grip of winter when North Dakotans learned another hardship was on the horizon. On this date in 1934, they had grasshoppers on their minds. Just the day before, entomologists warned farmers to expect the worst grasshopper infestation in many years and that no part of the state was safe. Experts had surveyed fields in every county the previous fall, and the news was grim. Heavy infestations were found. The culprit was the migratory grasshopper, a close relative of the Rocky Mountain locust. Because these insects move from one community to another, experts stressed the importance of launching a coordinated control program. Grasshoppers can devastate crops and cause serious economic loss. The Great Plains endured hot, dry weather throughout the 1930s, creating ideal conditions for the pests. Between 1932 and 1939, grasshoppers caused millions of dollars in crop damage in Clay County alone. The Agricultural Extension Service went into action, developing plans and advising farmers. Dr. H.L. Walster of the Agricultural College gave public presentations recommending deep plowing of 4 to 6 inches. Eggs would still hatch, but the newly hatched grasshoppers would be too weak to reach the surface. Poisoning areas along fence rows and roadsides was also effective if done a few days after the first hatch. Grasshoppers that ate poisoned bran soon after hatching would not survive to damage crops. Early seeding was another strategy. When hay and forage were harvested, the grasshoppers naturally migrated into the grain. Grain planted early would be well matured by the time the grasshopper arrived, suffering less damage than later planted fields. When the North Dakota Agricultural College first opened, many farmers were skeptical that those college boys could teach them anything. Over time, they came to value the knowledge and guidance of the professors and their students. Despite initial skepticism, the mission of the North Dakota State University Extension Service continues today, providing programs that educate North Dakotans on all aspects of agriculture, including how to manage grasshoppers. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.